Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Peter Volandis, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Did you get any sleep, mate?
Not much, but that's part of the course with this pandemic, unfortunately. Every day's different, and some days you get sleep and some days you don't. And unfortunately, last night was one of those.
Pete, can you just take us into the day yesterday? Just take us through how you found out that the Queensland government had shut everything down and what you actually had to do to get it going again and how difficult that was.
Look, we were made aware early in the day that there's a possibility of a lockdown. We had an arrangement with the Queensland government. If there was a lockdown, we could play without any crowds. I was watching the press conference of the Queensland Minister and the Chief Medical Officer, and she announced that all professional sports wouldn't be allowed to play. At that stage, we had a plane going to Rockhampton, which naturally we had to get back. So then we were a bit surprised, and we started to try to get the game back again by speaking to high-level government officials. And just to summarise it realistically, we asked if we could show that if we had more stringent biosecurity protocols, if we would be allowed to play. And that went throughout the day. We put a plan together and then had to convince the government that there's little to no risk with these new government protocols. And fortunately, they agreed, and we were back on again today.
So just let me be clear, there was a bit of a whisper around yesterday that when the government said all professional sports wouldn't be able to play, that they actually at the time didn't think that would include rugby league, but obviously because of the wording of that, it obviously did. So therefore rugby league, which they hadn't intended to shut down, then had to be shut down. Is that correct?
I don't think so, no. I think that they, when she announced it, she also inferred that we would not play. I don't think that's correct, but I could be wrong. Look, okay. As I said, it was a pretty hectic day and we had to move very quickly, and so I'm not sure on that.
So can you tell me this then? Why was the racing allowed to continue in Queensland and not any other professional sport?
Look, I'm not sure on that, Paul, because, look, there is animal welfare situation that happens with racing, and one of the reasons they keep racing going is for that animal welfare component. You know, to exercise the horse, to have the horse compete, it's a highly strung animal. So that's probably one of the reasons. But again, I don't understand the reasoning, but because I firmly believe that our protocols had minimal to no risk. But in saying that, we've made it even more stringent, so there is no risk.
Pete, as it sits at the moment, are we putting a pen through returning to New South Wales to play games at all this season?
Look, the data is not good in New South Wales, and the figure that we look at is the one where people are still infected and they're still in the community. And I think there was another 30 today. The numbers have not gone down. That means that there's 30 people that are still in the community while they're infected. And the simple maths on that, for every person that's in the community that's infected, you get another 9 infections. So that just keeps multiplying, and it's like, you know, rabbits breeding, basically. So until that figure is very low, we're going to be in lockdown in New South Wales. So that's the figure that you should be looking at. And at this stage, that figure's not good. And so I'm, pessimistic that we will probably see rugby league return in New South Wales because, the lockdown's till the end of August. Our semi-finals are in September. There's always a lag between opening a lockdown and when you're allowed to have crowds. So, we want to have crowds. It's very important to us to have that atmosphere. It's also important for revenue. So I just can't see coming back to New South Wales at this point.
So, Pete, as a Queenslander, if we can get on top of this with this snap lockdown, so there's a chance that the grand final could be played in Queensland?
Absolutely. There's probably the best chance I've ever had, Gordy, that it will be played in Queensland. And, we need to talk to them. Look, the Victorian government have also reached out. They're very keen. So, we will look at it. And there's certain criteria that the commission will place on it. One of them is, we want to get the maximum return out of the game. We want to have maximum crowd. And loyalty also comes into it. So, look, we'll take all those factors into account and then make a decision. But Queensland are certainly favourites at this point in time, but anything could happen in this pandemic, as we saw yesterday. Who'd expect that we weren't playing yesterday? That was the last thing on my mind on Friday. And, you know, these things happen. And look, a lot will depend what happens with the infection currently in Queensland. At the moment, the government has been able to contain it. But as we saw in New South Wales, one limo driver, and look where we are now. So it's an easy to get out. This Delta virus is highly contagious and is certainly unpredictable. So hopefully Tuesday, Queensland are out of lockdown and we're back to normal.
Pete, can you trust the Queensland government after they assured you that if there was an outbreak in Queensland that you would be allowed to continue under your level 4 protocols, and yet at the first little hiccup they shut you down and cost you a full day's play yesterday?
Look, I do trust them, and I had discussions with high-level Queensland government officials yesterday, and they were certainly very supportive and wanted to help. And if we didn't play today, that would be a different case. But you could see that they are open to discussion, they are open to negotiation, and while that's there, you can trust people, and that's exactly what happened. They just weren't bloody-minded and said, no, you're not playing. They came to the, to assist us to make sure that we could play today, and you can't ask any more than that from a partner.
How alluring is the Melbourne offer to play at the MCG, where they reckon they can get a full crowd in there?
Look, it's certainly attractive. There's no doubt about that. Because it is the MCG, and you could get a massive audience, and you also get a massive audience on Victorian television. So, and that's a big market. But at the same time, our two heartlands are Queensland and New South Wales. So, if you want to stay in your heartland, we'll stay in Queensland. But that's a decision the Commission's going to have to make. It's going to be a tough decision, but what the Commission does is it always acts in the best interest of the game as a whole. And so it has to put all, the participant groups together and come to a decision that's the benefit for everyone.
Pete, we saw during the week one of the players, James Roberts, broke the rules. He unhooked his room, got out on the balcony when he wasn't allowed to do that, which obviously caused a bit of a flutter to go through the Queensland government. How close does that actually come to shutting things down when players break the bubble like that?
Look, in the scheme of things, that wasn't a really big breach. I mean, taking a towel out after coming from the gymnasium and getting it to dry and then picking it up again. Although they did breach the protocols, in the scheme of things, it's a very minor offence. He shouldn't have done it, and he certainly puts everything at risk. But that sort of breach doesn't affect, the whole game. It's more, misbehaviour in nightclubs or assault or, things that are out in the community where they shouldn't be. They're the big substantive breaches. And if with one of those breaches, what will happen is that player will, no doubt, no matter who they are, will be sent home. I don't think it would affect the competition as a whole unless there's, a lot of players. But we will certainly be taking some pretty harsh action, and we're given that assurance to the government in Queensland that if someone substantially breaches the protocols, they will be sent home.
Pete, we know you often speak to a lot of the coaches and a lot of the players in the game. What's the feedback been like over the course of the last 24 hours?
Look, a lot of people are frustrated and disappointed, naturally, and they're high-strung athletes. They tune themselves to a particular point in time, so I sympathise with them that they couldn't play yesterday, but they understand it had nothing to do with the NRL. It was circumstances beyond our control. We were as shocked as what they were. So they understand. And look, and in the majority, I think they're very appreciative that we're keeping the game going and that we're doing everything we can to keep it going and keeping the revenues coming in, which then pays them. So they've been absolutely supportive. And that's the beauty of it in this situation, is everyone comes together. There'll be occasional whinge or complaint, but in the scheme of things, that's minor, and everyone is really sticking together, united, and you have to be in a crisis. You can't be divided, because if you're divided, you don't have any success.
Hey, Pete, what was going... So the beautiful thing is you turned it round in the space of a day, and all these games are now rescheduled, and they kick off at 1:50 today. But what was plan B? If you couldn't have turned it round that quickly, obviously we were looking at a situation again where the grand final had to be rescheduled for a later date.
Look, all those factors came into play, Anthony, no doubt about that. But I was quietly confident we could turn it around yesterday. So we didn't have to look at all those, because there's a lot of contingencies, including shifting the back a week, which is not ideal. Now, one of the things we want to do is we want to keep to the program this year. We want to give the players a really good break. We want to, be able for them to come back, because last year we didn't really finish till the end of November when you take into account the state of origin. So the players didn't really get a big break. We want them to get the maximum break this year because it is mentally strenuous on you with the players being in bubbles and being under protocols, and then, you know, they just spent 2 weeks in a hotel. So for us, it's important to keep the program where it is and give them the maximum break between this season and next season. So we certainly looked at it, but I was quietly confident we'd get the games back.
That considered, Pete, what are your thoughts then on players contemplating going to the Rugby League World Cup now, not as Australian or Kangaroos or the New Zealand Kiwis, but as Tongan Samoan, even an Indigenous team has been hatched as a potential participant? What are you communicating to the clubs there?
Look, the decision we took was purely on the well-being of the player. There's a possibility they get over there, and if they get infected, they got to spend 14 days in a hotel, and they thought that it was tough up in Queensland with not going to the balconies. Here, you can't leave your room for 14 days. And then when you come back, you've got another 14 days in quarantine, again, in the quarantine hotels in the city that don't have any windows that open, and you're stuck in there. You can't interrelate with anyone. You have to stay in the room, and that's really tough quarantining. Imagine someone doing 28 days of that. I certainly wouldn't want to do it, especially if I've been under harsh protocols for the 18 months and just come out of quarantine just last week. It puts a lot of mental stress to you, and I don't think it'd be fair for the players to go and then risk 14 days over there and may not possibly play, because if three or four catch the COVID and they're in isolation, well, then they can't play anyway. Mm. So it's all, you know, for us, we've foregone revenue because of the well-being of a player. That's the priority. And they're not machines. And I think they'd be doing themselves a massive disservice going over there, because they won't be the same players next season.
Do you have the ability, or will you try to intervene if a player, for example, Josh Papali'i says, okay, well, I can't go for Australia, but I'll now go as part of the Samoan team. Do you have the power to intervene there and say, no, you're not going?
Look, we certainly have powers under the rules and regulations in those instances, but we don't want to take people's freedoms away. If that's what he wants to do, you know, we're not going to stop him. But what we have done, there's an obligation by clubs, both in the licence agreement and the players' agreement, to release their players for representative duties. That's in the favour of the NRL, because we've got to honour our international situation. But the NRL has withdrawn that we don't require the clubs to release them for other nations. So it's really up to the club now if they want to release that player. It's not up to us. We have said to them that we don't want that requisite out of both agreements. You can tell the player that you don't wish him to go, and it's up to the club. They're the employer of that player, not the NRL.
Fair call. The rest of the season, then, how confident are you that it will go ahead and that we will definitely see a grand final come the end of September, start of October?
Look, I'm exceptionally confident that we'll get through the season. We have a lot of options. You know, not all of Australia is infected at this stage. Victoria's coming out of the infections. I think even though they've got another four or five today, it's been contained. They were in isolation when they were infected, which is completely different to what's happening in New South Wales. So, you know, and there's also Northern New South Wales that's unaffected. There's parts of Australia that aren't affected, and, you know, we'll look at all those options if the worst came to worst. But I'm quietly confident Queensland will get this virus under contained, and hopefully we're out of lockdown on Tuesday, and then we're back to normal with crowds. They've indicated that if they do come out of lockdown, it's more than likely they'll have crowds again.
All right, Pete, we'll let you go, mate. I know you got your hands full today, and we wish you all the best. It's wonderful that you've got us up and running again so soon, and no doubt we'll speak to you again in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.